The other day a mother said to me, I cannot believe my child. All of a sudden she turned 17 and she's like a different person. I have never seen anyone so uncooperative, so ungrateful, so rebellious, so angry, so unwilling to do anything to help us at home, or even to be open to any influence at all. Notice what is happening to the map or the paradigm in this mother's head. And what do? When you have that, you act upon it. So does she. It's the map you have of this person. Now someone could say to you, try harder, try to be more positive. But as long as a person carries that map, that image of this other person in their head, they're going to treat them that way. It's called the self-fulfilling prophecy. You see, people basically live up to the social mirror that surrounds them. That is, the cumulative perceptions that surround them. Now I said to this mother, notice how you see your daughter. Well, it's not how I see her. It's the way she is. Potentially, she is capable of so much more. Oh, yeah, yes, I know that, I said. Why don't you see her in terms of her potential, then? Is not her potential part of the reality of her life? Isn't it really the larger part? It's a view based upon her potential that you really deeply believe in. Yeah, but she said to me, what do I do with all this behavior and the total unwillingness to cooperate to do her part? Again, notice her fundamental paradigm. Observe the map you have of her. See, this is the kind of leadership work you have to do on yourself. Leadership works on the paradigm. Management works through the paradigm.